room there on the Boulevard. Of course, that is 2515 Eastern Boulevard here in Montgomery. They're open 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And be sure to find Michael or one of the great team members there and tell them you heard Michael on the radio with that Joey fella.
And sometimes Eddie.
And sometimes Eddie. Eddie's here today.
I'm here today.
But he is a very AWOL kind of person.
Yeah.
He's living the good life.
Well, he can't help a mental illness.
I'm chasing money is what I'm chasing.
Oh, we're all chasing something.
That's it. That's exactly right.
Well, and bye, Craig Monger.
Yeah. Bye, Craig.
He's out of leave. But I appreciate it, Michael.
Hey, y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Michael. Thanks, buddy.
Top of the hour, and hopefully Jeff Dice on the other side of this.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
SRN News, I'm John Scott. After a jury of 12 New Yorkers was seated Thursday in the Trump criminal trial, lawyers turned their attention to picking alternates, and it has been announced the full slate of alternates has now been selected. The former president, who faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, has denied any wrongdoing. Israel and Iran both playing down an apparent Israeli airstrike near a major airbase and nuclear site in central Iran. The muted public responses signal that the two are ready to prevent their latest eruption of violence from escalating into a full-blown region-wide war. On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow is ahead 177 points, but the Nasdaq losing 288. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weekend weather changes to deal with, and soon this warm air will be exiting. Tonight will be very mild. Can't rule out a shower. Overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, high temperature around 84 with widely scattered spotty storms here and there, especially by afternoon. Then much cooler Sunday with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs only in the 60s. Mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASB Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASB.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville rips into his own Republican Party for failure to secure the U.S. border. Tuberville spoke with Jesse Kelly on The First TV.
It's going to be devastating to this next few generations coming up. And heaven help us if we don't get something done at the border. That's the reason I'm really disgusted with the Republican Party. We have had an opportunity to say, listen, we're going to take our football and go home. And we're not going to pass anything for the rest of this term. I don't care who it's for, whether it's a new budget. We're going to go home until you close that damn border because it is killing the American people. And but we won't do it. I mean, we've had every opportunity to say, listen, game, set, match. Y'all can play politics all you want. You don't close the border. We're done. but nobody would do that up here.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and when I need the news, and I need it fast, I turn to Andrea Tice and the Daily Detail. On my way in, it is the most convenient, best way for me to digest what's going on so that I can use it for our show. She tells you what's going on in Alabama that day, first and fast. So listen to the Daily Detail with Andrea Tice. Don't miss out.
The Daily Detail is available wherever podcasts are found.
U.S. Marshals are currently on the search for a fugitive who jumped from a second-story home to get away from police. The incident happened in Dothan on Westgate Parkway. The suspect being sought is Alexander Cochran, who is wanted for several charges, including domestic violence. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication, it's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to montgomerymenshealth.com and book your appointment today. montgomerymenshealth.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
You sing into his can. I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to the final hour here. Locally, we call this show News and Views in the Afternoon. Online, we're calling it Joey Clark Live. Appreciate all those watching on the X platform. We're just a humble little talk show, ain't we, Eddie?
That's right.
Yeah, nothing special here. I do feel a little more special when we have special guests on the line.
Yeah, like we have here.
Like Jeff Dice.
That's right.
Of course, Jeff's a good friend of the show. I think a good friend of mine. And how you doing this Friday, Jeff?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Doing well.
For those who don't know, you were, what, president of the Mises Institute for over a decade or right around a decade, chief of staff to Ron Paul while he was up there in the Congress. You're now general counsel to Monetary Metals. And, well, here's where I want to begin today. What is it like seeing a UFC fighter in a post-fight interview with Joe Rogan start, of all things for a UFC fighter to say is, if you love your effing country, read Mises' Six Lessons, Ludwig von Mises. I know you've, in many ways, dedicated your life to spreading that message. So what's your impression when you see that?
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Because it goes to this question of how you change the world, how you move ideas, and whether those work from the bottom up in a populist way, like on a post-fight interview at a UFC event, or whether those work from the top down from intellectual types or professors or elites. And I think, in the social media era, I think we're getting our answer to that question, Joey, and I think it's bottom up.
And so, like, to flesh that out a little more, with bottom up, it's like you don't need to, the theorists have already done the work, and it's not like there's going to be too much improvement on the theory. So what you need to do is sell it. Another idea would be kind of like Javier Milei there in Argentina, that he's strong on the theory, but he can actually sell it in a way like a rock star with a chainsaw.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think we need all kinds of people in this world. I think we need intellectuals and academics, but most of us are not wired that way, and most people, most average people, are not going to spend a lot of time necessarily reading dense books or, you know, thinking too much about academic disciplines that don't relate to their job or whatever it might be. So, you know, we really welcome, I think, any attempt to have people question the status quo and, you know, how the economy is being operated, how the political system is being operated. If that takes a UFC fighter who presumably has a lot of appeal to the younger male demographic, and that's a gateway drug for them, then, you know, by all means, we need him, and we need the academic brilliant guys, too.
Now, yeah, I heard you go, on can theory be improved? Is that always kind of a never-ending project there?
Well, by definition, it can, because it's a theory, Joey.
Fair.
You know, so some theories were pretty strong on, like, the theory, you know, gravity, for example. But, no, I think the idea that we've ever solved something, that the science is settled, that's a dangerous mindset for a society. But it's also a dangerous mindset to say that, well, it's a blank slate every generation, and all that stuff we thought we knew, you know, Socrates and Aristotle and Plato and, you know, Newton and you know, we don't really need that. We're so advanced today. We don't need to listen to these old thinkers, you know, and that we're basically living in some sort of postmodern world where we can create our own reality. That's a very dangerous mindset, too. So, you know, we clearly have an educational system that's in trouble. We clearly have a dumbed-down population. So, you know, anybody who can get, especially younger people, interested in ideas and reading, that's welcome as far as I'm concerned.
Now, one thing that's popped up this week, and it's a something that's been frustrating to me, because I'll say, as somebody who's followed, say, the Mises school of Austro-libertarian, if that's even a term anymore, when I see Republican types or even, say, some new right types talk about how we listened to the neoliberal Mises folks forever. That's how we got this awful government. We listened to the libertarians. And I'd look at that and I go, what are y'all even talking about? I remember what ideas of Ron Paul did you ever listen to there in the Congress? So where's this coming from, this attack?
Yeah, it's this idea, and really both sides of the political spectrum have it, but this idea that, you know, your enemies run everything, and as a result, the world is screwed up because you don't run it. And, you know, I would certainly argue that libertarian ideas have not had much of place in Washington, D.C. or in most state houses, certainly in my lifetime. So this idea that there's a libertarian strain, what they call neoliberal strain, to all of our politics or all of our policy, I think is just wrong. Government's been growing throughout our lifetime, and not just in terms of its size, how much it taxes out of the economy, how much it spends, but also in terms of its scope. All kinds of things today are now considered the province of government legislation that would never have been considered that by our grandparents. And so I think a little more liberty is actually what we need. It's not something we're suffering from.
Well, and it seems to me there is an understanding. I know there have been these attempts to fuse, especially with the right over the years, but I kind of see it as the best elements of the right and the left. The libertarian aspect is always the part that gets blamed for all the bad outcomes. I'm like, no, how about we try a new Washington consensus? Can't we find a moderate, like, let's change the definition of moderate. That means somebody wants a small welfare and warfare state, if none at all, in either case. Whereas we have had the complete opposite now for decades, and well, we're kind of running out of money, but I'm hopeful because I'm seeing, say, Ron Paul on with Tucker Carlson. Does one interview change the world? Not necessarily, but you're seeing folks who might have just sniped at each other or not given much thought to one another actually sitting down and making conversation.
Yeah, and I think that's important. I don't believe in ideology. I don't consider myself ideological. I don't consider human liberty an ideology. I consider it, a preferred state of affairs, something that happens naturally when people allow it to happen. So I don't think liberty is an ideology. I think it's the absence of an ideology. And, you know, this idea that a lot of folks on the right are perhaps pro-market or ostensibly pro-business, but, you know, they want to send all of our money to Ukraine or they want to slap steel tariffs on Japanese imported steel. I mean, some of these things just don't go together. And it would be nice if there were more crossovers, Ron Paul and Tucker Carlson or whatever that might look like. But I think you're right. We're running out of money. And at some point, I think some fiscal problems are going to rear their ugly heads if we don't get on it. And so maybe instead of ideology, we ought to be thinking in terms of simply things that work. What works and what doesn't work? What comports with human nature or what doesn't? And from our perspective, we think that incentives work. Incentives really show you the outcome. So we ought to have some people in Washington thinking about this. But what we actually see, Joey, is so disheartening. I mean, if you look at just the last couple of days, this brouhaha with the relatively new Speaker of the House and just, there's zero thinking going on up there. It's all just gamesmanship and chess and these ideas. This UFC fighter guy has got more ideas on his mind than anybody up in Congress.
Well, and it is interesting how, and I certainly in my own life try to eschew ideology. I mean, I have my principles, things I believe, but I don't want to be one of those guys, if I ask, somebody asks you, what's your opinion on climate change or abortion or whatever, you now know every other answer they're going to give to every other question. And I was pondering, why does that exist? Mm. And it seems like most folks in politics especially are more, they want to join a team and then go, what's the team all about? And I'm now back in the team. It's not really about the content of the ideas and being free on your own. You should be consistent, intellectually consistent, but a lot of these package deals we get with Democrats and Republicans often don't make sense intellectually. It's just that's what the team wants.
Yes, and D.C. encourages that because it's a spoil system. If you look at the Constitution, it doesn't say anything about parties. It doesn't say anything about how the Rules Committee is going to allow amendments to a particular bill. It basically just says the House and Senate can operate by rules that they choose. So all this stuff about parties and which party controls Congress, which party sets the agenda for the two chambers, which party controls the committees, which party allows amendments to be brought. I mean, all of that is really not found in the document itself. So that's a big, big problem. You can send somebody to Congress who may sound great, have great ideas, but once they're there, they're pretty hamstrung unless they get into this spoil system of the two parties and play along.
Again, folks, talking to Jeff Dice. You can always go to @JeffDiced on Twitter, @JeffDice. Now, one thing I'd notice I've changed, because I've been a part of this large camp, and I think this includes a lot of folks, most people, in fact, in the West, modern West. It includes Republicans, Democrats, or folks who aren't even that political. Is this mentality of we kind of fold our arms, look back at the past, and go, oh, that's crazy. Oh, that's odd. That's weird. But we're always sort of looking down on the past and our forefathers stretching back centuries, if not millennia, as though, oh, look how benighted and backwards they were, where we in the new era are constantly progressing. And my mind has definitely changed. I look at the past, the more I read history, I go, no, these people, maybe they had flaws like everybody else, but they were more brilliant than a lot of the new ideas. Like, why do we give such short shrift to, like, the Aristotles, to the Platos, to, like, so many ideas that came out of, say, even the medieval era? We look, oh, that's just the Dark Ages. They were so behind. You see where I'm coming from, this sort of fixation on the new and the modern. It seems to be ruining us.
Well, there's a word for it. It's called presentism. And it's a play on the idea of scientism. Scientism is just this unthinking, blind loyalty that science can solve all human ills, and that only the technocratic experts should be allowed to opine on things like immunology during COVID. That's scientism. The fact, the idea that the rest of us should just shut up and follow the science of Dr. Fauci. Well, there's a variant of that called presentism, which is, as you mentioned, the idea that everything in the past is retrograde and reactionary. Everything today is better than the past, but still deeply flawed. And of course, everything tomorrow will be much, much better because there's a progressive or deterministic arc to human history if we just could get these Neanderthals out of the way. But that's not really true, because you can look at human history. You can just look at American history. And there were periods where we went sideways or even backwards. I think the Civil War was a time when America went backwards, in the sense that 600,000 people died.
Yeah.
World War One and World War Two, economically, we claim that those were robust years, but again, that was just production for wartime, which is not what the market would want. The Great Depression was a very, very difficult time in this country. It's hard to say that the economy really grew in that period. So there's not a deterministic or happy arc to things. We have to get up every day and work and make them happen. And so I hear what you're saying. This presentism, it's all around us, and it's really it's the progressive mantra, right? And the idea that everything in the past is bad, everything today is flawed but better than the past, and everything tomorrow necessarily has to be better. And that's just not the case. I mean, we have to guard against tyranny. We have to guard against all kinds of excesses, and we're not guaranteed of anything.
Well, and I'm trying to think of the historian. I think it's Bert Folsom, where he talked about how slavery was ended all over the world, and actually it's places where it ended peacefully that you see greater, say, integration, that people tend to get along. The bad blood that lasts generations isn't there, like was seen, say, in the Civil War in this country. But if you even suggest any counterfactual to history, like it could have been slightly different, people just immediately look at you odd and then assume the worst. And in fact, that seems to be the trap door of especially the professional left, that if you like old architecture, classical music, if you like going to the gym, if you're dedicated to any sort of idea or thought that might be pre-modern, you're, of course, racist, sexist, homophobic, all this, like, all the words come to mind. And we saw it this week, I follow it, I don't know if you do, this Culture Critic Twitter page, which is just fantastic. It really has a lot of great threads and architecture, things I wouldn't have seen unless I was following it. But no, we got to be reminded that this was, it focuses on those white European men. And I'm hoping there are more folks like me who are just getting tired of this crap.
Yeah, I think that's true. And it's clear that we're bearing the fruits of the 1960s and 70s in this country. A lot of cultural relativism was induced into society, and that's bred now a couple of generations of people who are actually finding they're very, very dissatisfied with this sort of aggressive secularism and with this postmodern world in which we live, where there can't be any truth claims. And so you have a lot of people, I think, both left and right, who are feeling hollow and empty, and so they're looking for something to fill that void. And that what you fill that void with could be Antifa. It could be, climate change, going out and blocking a freeway somewhere. It could be a lot of things, but I think some young people are questioning it because their economic fortunes don't look great, so they at least turn to the things they can control, their spiritual fortunes.
Now, is it hyperbolic to say that this upcoming cycle we're really about to get into, as the conventions happen this summer and we head into November, I think it is an hyperbolic question, but do you think the country survives this year?
It's a little eerie, isn't it? It's a little, yeah. It's sort of the calm before the storm, because it's already April. And Trump, the presumptive nominee, I mean, that makes half or more of the country basically apoplectic with rage. to even think that this guy, you know, could have the audacity to run for president again. Joe Biden is clearly, you know, deeply infirm, and so there's not even a pretense there that he is some sort of competent or, you know, noteworthy figure. It's just he's not Trump, and the whole thing is seems very, very fraught. I think we're going to have an interesting summer. I know that I think the Democratic convention is in Chicago, of all places, which takes us back to 1968 and some of the violence that occurred there, and it's, you know, I've been trying, I think, like a lot of people, to just not really think about it. Will they allow Trump to be on the ballot? Will they allow him to you know, take office if he gets the votes? Will he be a felon to that point? It's really hard to say, but you know, politics is not going to bring us together in 2024. It's not a mechanism for resolving disputes amicably anymore. I think we can agree on that.
As I think we can. Now, I had a great discussion earlier in the week with, I think you also did too, with J.P. Cortez, and talking about sound money. Do you think, you know, the future of sound money, are we on the cusp of something where you're seeing a lot of voices out there? One that we both constantly talk about is Seyfedina Moves, but you're seeing folks that aren't in traditional academia, but some in traditional academia, really presenting the arguments. And it seems to me that this so-called calamity or crucible that we're going through, especially when you look at our monetary policy, this could be the birth pangs into, okay, now let's accept better ideas. I think that's a fanciful thought, or, you know, maybe we're on to something here.
Well, there's something happening. I mean, I think Malay is a symptom of that. And let's not forget, Latin America is further along in its socialist project, for the most part, than North America is. And so that's brought about a lot of pain and devastation in the economy, and that makes people a little more willing to consider different, or whether, you know, what might be viewed as radical ideas. And that's why Malay won. So, yeah, I think there is something going on. I think J.P. Cortez has a real pulse on that, that people are very worried and thinking we have to have some kind of alternative. That's awfully tough to do, because of the absolute supremacy of the dollar all across the globe, not just in the U.S. where we use it every day, but everywhere in the world where banks and big companies use it every day to settle all kinds of transactions. So it's not something that is going to, you know, just sort of shrug and go away in a way that surprises us, perhaps like the Soviet Union did.
Right.
I think there's going to be some real paroxysms and some real pain. But in the long run, we know for certain that the rest of the world has an incentive to not be beholden to our dollar and all of the power that gives us that we haven't really earned. And so, you know, I think in the long run, we have to assume that nothing lasts forever and that there's going to be a serious challenge to the U.S. dollar.
Well, and I have to confess something to you, Jeff, and to Eddie here, and to the entire audience. I broke one of my rules last night. I turned on cable news. I turned on Fox News. It was more, though, with curiosity, going, what crap are they selling today? Because I saw the breaking news that Israel has retaliated. And as I'm watching Trace Gallagher and all these guests, you know, Jennifer Griffin from the Pentagon and all this stuff, and I'm like, the thought hit me. I'm like, I have changed so much. Who believes this crap anymore? Like, just the show. The war, threats of war is very serious, but the show in which it's presented to Americans, it just seems so fake to me now.
Yeah, I mean, the dollar is an institution, the media is an institution, and they're both failing us. And, you know, there's this attitude towards media that's really radically different than from when I was a kid. And I think a good and healthy thing. I think the media got fat and happy and incurious and corrupted, and the internet came along. And now all of a sudden they actually have to figure out how to make old-fashioned news pay. So I think that's a good, healthy reaction that someone like you doesn't really watch cable and views it with a lot of skepticism if you do.
Now, are there any canaries in the coal mine still up there in politics in Washington, D.C.? Are there still some, like, folks that you go, okay, that's a solid person. They're maybe fooling themselves, engaged in the game, yada, 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 but... Like, is there somebody that comes to mind who's really good up there in D.C.?
Well, obviously, I like Thomas Massie. I like Senator Rand Paul. I think there are people up there who are rational. I read an article the other day about how many members of Congress are retiring. Some of them with only one or two terms, and that used to be very, very unusual, right? It was such a nice sinecure, and you went up there and you had a pretty nice life, and then you did that for 20 or 30 years, and then you had a nice cushy gig afterwards, lobbying or whatever. And so to see some of these people, and there probably are some good and sober and decent people there, we just don't know them.
Hmm.
To see so many people leaving suggests that it just isn't even fun for them. It's become this, it's, you know, it's like a cage fight. And that probably wears them out pretty fast.
This is a weird question, and I'll end with this one. Like, when we talk, we get into these sort of issues of, you know, the rot in our institutions and how fake everything seems. But what do you do to, like, relax? What do you do that makes you laugh, makes you kind of take a load off, so to speak?
That's a good question. History, a lot of history, especially on YouTube. And there's a rumor that I recently got a new set of irons and that I'm going to resurrect my golf game, Joey.
Well, you're in the right spot to do it. I'll tell my uncle that you should meet up with him. He lives right there on the golf course. So I appreciate it, Jeff. I always do appreciate your time. If folks want to follow you, how can they do so?
Just find me on Twitter, all one word, at Jeff Dice.
Well, thank you again, Jeff, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks, sir.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Again, Jeff Dice there, a good friend of the show. And, you know, I learn a lot from that man, Eddie.
Oh, he's a good guy. Smart. Been around the world once or twice.
And what do you do to take a load off?
Take a nap.
Take a nap?
I don't take loads off no more, Joey. I'm old. The load's always there. It's always heavy.
Just yeah, did going. You see, it's been making the rounds. It's a comedy bit by Dan Soder. And he's like, I'm in my mid-40s now. And he's like, yeah, sex is great. But if you can, my wife came to me and goes, how would you like 9 hours of sleep uninterrupted? He's like, oh.
That dude's funny. He does a very good Cat Williams.
But is that true?
Yeah.
Just yeah, sleep you, is like the best
yeah,
thing.
Again, one of the things when you get older, it escapes you.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's happening to me.
And honestly, I remember my mother and them when they were getting older, it's like, why do y'all get up at 6 o'clock in the morning? She's like, well, because I've been awake since 5. I finally got out of bed. Yeah, I get that now. Yeah, you wake up before the sun, and at 9 o'clock, you're over there well, dying.
And it's not, we're not just talking about laying in bed.
No.
Like, you're talking actual good, deep, sleep. REM cycle, all that stuff. Sleep.
Yeah, I miss it. I don't do the NyQuil anymore, so I don't get the 9, 6, I get maybe 5, 6 hours at the most.
Well, maybe. That's still one good for you.
No, it, yeah.
How much NyQuil have you consumed in the last year?
I should have invested in the company, I can tell you that. It's, I was part of their marketing campaign at one point. Are you a factory worker who can't sleep? Oh, we got it for you.
It's like, how'd you get ulcers? Well, I was taking BC powders every morning. It's like, well, that'll do it.
It literally became so popular, they switched the brand label to just ZQuil.
Okay.
Anything changed right. But the label.
They put a little melatonin in there. Right. Yeah. That stuff doesn't work for me, though.
Believe it or not, Susanna bought some tabs for me one time at Dollar General. They're just melatonin melt on your... Those were the best in the world, but of course
I don't like melatonin. It doesn't give me good sleep. It makes me groggy. I don't wake up feeling refreshed in the morning. The only thing I found that works somewhat, no one turn off the damn television or my phone, that blue light stuff, but a lot of CBD.
Yeah.
A lot of, like 100 milligrams of CBD.
Maybe I need to try that.
It works for me.
Yeah.
That, and you also have to, it's not magic. You got to actually relax, which good luck in this
that's,
day and
that's
age.
That's the hard part, man. And that's why, I hate saying it, but that's why the NyQuil used to kick in. Your brain just shut off.
Mm-hmm.
That was the end of it. And I'd wake up on the floor where I took the NyQuil at.
Y'all have any recommendations for sleep? 272-9228.
Waves crashing on the beach in Jamaica helped me sleep.
Yeah?
I'm telling you, we can sit out there in the mornings, and the sun, it's our, just you feel your skin burning. But man, you're so relaxed. You're out. And you can hear that in your back of your head. You hear those every wave crash, you hear it. But it's just so relaxing.
Well, and I've found listening to like an audiobook that I like but isn't like too engaging.
Yeah.
Like Jeff just mentioned history. So I'm listening to Will Durant's Age of Faith and just gotten into the Savior Emperors of Rome. And put that on, you know, put a little timer on it so it stops at the chapter.
Yeah. I'd probably make it through 30.
Yeah, you should try it.
I should try that.
That'd probably put you right to sleep.
You should have a number. There's old men you could call.
Oh, they're talking in cursive, right. Joey. Well, let me just
sheep. And I'm out. That would be so great. Mm-hmm. That would be so great. I'm one of them guys that can't sleep on a plane. I'm so envious of people that can sleep on a plane. Mm-hmm. Dude, if you're going down, I'd rather be asleep while we're doing it. Just be honest. I don't
I just realized I got too big for being on a plane.
That's another.
You got to do first class.
Good luck.
And that's too expensive.
It is. It's just, it's awful. But traveling by plane is not fun anymore. And as you get older and bigger and wider and stiffer.
Like, I'm not that big, but I'm a lot bigger than I used to be.
But you're a grown adult. And right. Those seats are not made for three grown adults.
Essentially 5'10", 225.
Yeah, you're a grown adult, dude.
And it's like, I can't imagine being a real big guy. Yeah.
Yeah, you just cramped in. One of the things about going to Korea and back, it was like, I forget how many hours, 13, 19 hours on a plane. It's a ridiculous amount. But at that point, they wouldn't let you get up anymore. Like, used to on a plane, if you had leg cramps or whatever, you could go hang out in the back, and they were okay as long as you didn't get anybody's way. Not on these flights, man. When you'd stand up to go to the back, they're like, you can go to the bathroom, but you're coming right back. I mean, them Korean stewardesses were on top of it. They got so sick of making us Bloody Marys, they just gave me the bottle of vodka and the bottle of Mrs. T's and told me to go to town.
How about this? We got to hit a break, but first, this part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. Maybe that's what's keeping you up at night. You're worried about your roof.
Ah, that could do it, Joey.
Like you did. I heard those bumps.
I hope it doesn't rain.
And I hope that tree doesn't fall. There are all sorts of things that can go through your mind as you're trying to get some shut eye. But when it comes to your roof, folks, it's one of the most crucial parts of your home, obviously. Like, think about it. Foundation, roof. And you want to be protected from the elements. So if you are worried, why not have River Region Contracting come out and do an inspection for you? You're like, well, Joey, I can't afford it. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Their inspections are always free. And their estimates. So if they do find a problem, they'll give you an estimate that not only is free, but is accurate. And that way they can get the job done for you, whether you have an asphalt or a metal roof. Why, might as well. And these Alabama elements, go ahead and get it done every year by River Region Contracting. And they're a team of insurance specialists. So if they do find a problem with your roof, your insurance company might cover. They can walk you through that claims process, make it an easy and swift experience. So check them out today. That number for Todd Clark and the team there at River Region Contracting, 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weekend weather changes to deal with, and soon this warm air will be exiting. Tonight will be very mild. Can't rule out a shower. Overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, high temperature around 84 with widely scattered spotty storms here and there, especially by afternoon. Then much cooler Sunday with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs only in the 60s. Mostly sunny weather returns on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Views on a Friday. As we're calling online, Joey Clark Live. Eddie Vedder's still in the studio. Craig Monger had to run.
Yeah.
Because, I believe...
What happened?
Well, today, this was announced in the middle of the show.
Okay.
At 3:30 our time, Mayor Stephen Reed will hold a media briefing to discuss Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert's resignation. Acting Police Chief John Hall and other members of MPD's senior leadership team will join the mayor.
How many no comments do we expect?
I don't know. Are we finally clearing the air here?
I doubt it.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall. How you doing?
Randall, what's up, brother?
What's going on, fellas? The phrase sounds so much better when you got an S on it. I don't know, for some reason. When you go on edit, I can't say fellas. What's that? When you say fella, it's like my grandma getting on the joy. Like, I feel like I've been getting on to. You know what I mean? Like, fella, you better get out of that garage with that motorcycle.
Fella.
Hey, look here, fella.
Yeah, that is true. But anyway, y'all was talking a lot of digital and a lot of film and what's on the news earlier. Do you? There is a couple of diagrams where two of them strike followed old strike. Like it's perfect. The clouds, and it's almost like it's CGI. And do you? I ain't trying to make it go out of hell, but does that even come up on your radar at right now? Like, do you think they would test CGI during this? Like, did it not go the way they wanted it to at the airport in Miami and surrounded by that mall? Because I think, do you think that they were doing any type of, has that come across the radar at all? Like, I've traced two of them, man.
No, I don't think this was a CGI case, given that it wasn't much to look at.
Yeah.
That's almost like they wasn't ready when that stuff went on in Miami. I don't know. I just wanted to hear what you had to say about that. And then, I forgot what the other thing was. But anyway, man, good to hear y'all.
Randall.
That's the main thing. And T.S., if I have never told you, thank you. thank you. You literally don't ever leave your house with it, but this comedy is needed sometimes. And I want to say you thank you, T.S., because two times I have had I've been down, and you really had me choking. I literally was on the ground earlier. I could not breathe. I thought I was about to call 911. But T.S., keep it down home, babe. Don't leave the house with it. Keep it right there. That's all I really wanted to ask. And y'all was talking about cannibalism.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of coming back up. And with the cannibalism coming up that happened in California, a dude eating he ate a human part that was hit by a train, in front of people.
Right.
And then what? They shut down the Mayan place in Georgia, like where the Mayans came from. Came up through here, and they won't. We pay for that place, but we cannot go to it. And you know what Mayans supposedly did? I don't know if be for fact I wasn't back there, but if they did what they did, sacrificing humans, and you saw what's coming along in California, like, do you think that's just a coincidence, or is you think they building us back around to this old time stuff?
No, I don't think they are in control of crap. I think it's human nature, and people can fall back into depravity pretty quick.
Yep.
I got you. And on the bombing thing, I had to say, I don't think it would. I believe everything has to do with the FBI would be involved. I bet you $100 he's been contacted by them or whoever they find out. Or either
talking about here with the AG's office?
I just don't think somebody who's trying to help, who really has a heart, like you said, would probably go that far. I mean, I don't think.
I didn't say he had a heart. I said he seemed like a lost soul.
Lost soul.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a lost soul. I misunderstood. I thought you said, like, you want to help, but you kind of follow that to the end where you would bomb something to help. Like, I think it's
no, I was saying this kid seemed to be struggling with a meaninglessness and lack of purpose in life, and sometimes people grip on to pretty radical ideologies. Awful things.
I got you. I missed part of that. The kind of like dude eating the leg, he probably been, like, some of that's been on his mind, seeing on social media, and then he sees a piece of flesh laying there. And it wasn't because he's hungry, I wouldn't think. I mean, you in California, I mean, you just hold out a hand. I mean, I ain't going to say that because I don't know. I could be wrong. It could be starving death, and that's all they had to eat. I just don't believe that. You know what I mean? Like, what would make somebody pick up a human part and snack on it right there in front of somebody? I can't grasp it right now, I guess. Yep. Anyway, fellas, happy Friday.
Hey, Randall, have a good weekend, brother.
Happy Friday.
You want to go down the railroad track, see if we can find something to
eat? No. It's like, let's do a graphic description of cannibalism. Happy Friday.
By the way, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Before we have this break, let's go out with some Peter St. Ange. This is actually from earlier in the week, a video he put out. But turns out all those jobs, they're part-time.
Yeah, because they already got a full-time job.
The Biden jobs miracle keeps grinding away with a, quote, stellar March jobs report logging nearly 300,000 new jobs that blew away even the most meth-pumped analysts on Wall Street, and it makes the third month in a row of improbably tremendous job beats. Just one problem. It was all part-time jobs. Full-time jobs actually fell by 6,000. Continuing a trend over the past year where full-time workers have collapsed by almost 1.5 million, replaced by nearly 2 million part-time workers, put them together and presto, job growth. Sadly, what real jobs are left apparently did not even go to native-born Americans. In fact, they lost precisely 651,000 jobs last month, bringing the three-month tally to nearly 1.5 million jobs lost by the native-born in 3 months.
What?
Hmm.
1.5 million jobs lost for native-born Americans in just 3 months.
Yep.
Keep going, Peter.
In fact, there's been literally zero job growth for native-born workers since 2018. All the jobs have gone to the foreign-born population, of which, according to the Center for Immigration Statistics, roughly half actually went to the 9 million illegals. To give a sense of the scale, over 1 in 3 U.S.-born men with a high school degree are not working. Things are fine, of course, for those with a bachelor's degree. 90% of them have a job and no doubt cheap nannies and lawn care.
Hey, hold on. I had a bachelor's degree and I'm a talk host.
You have a nanny?
No. I don't have kids.
Still.
Is that how I could meet a woman?
I think it would help.
Maybe I get a maid.
No. Nanny. Big difference.
Or maybe I could just, you know, like, go to a social club or something.
Here?
Still have those?
Here?
Yeah.
Tell me of one here.
Are there any young broads at, like, the Shriners Club?
I gotta go with no, Joey. You'll probably meet a Madge down there.
Anyway, Peter, continue on.
Ace, because I've mentioned in recent videos the epic statistical divergence between official payroll numbers sampled from companies and the household numbers, which actually ask people if they have a job. The gap between the two currently stands at a daunting 9 million phantom jobs.
Wow.
Maybe they exist, maybe they don't. The BLS just extrapolates they don't actually work here. Now, I mentioned in recent videos that the most amazing thing about the grim jobs picture is that this is happening even with $2 trillion deficits. That should, in theory, at least be buying some jobs. After all, spend that much money and somebody gets paid. In other words, we can only imagine what's under the hood once you peel off the trillions pouring out of Washington. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. Given both the border and Washington's checkbook are wide open, expect yet more millions of migrants to boost the jobs numbers while holding down wage gains for natives who do still have a job. Just a few weeks ago, Jerome Powell actually bragged about this on 60 Minutes, crediting the open border for holding down blue-collar wages, which he likes because it does the inflation dirty work for him. Of course, at the expense of those blue-collar workers, or former workers, buying groceries on layaway while Paul Krugman lectures them about the Bidenomics miracle. Do not expect much relief, at least until the election, and even then it will be trench warfare against a uniparty that is addicted to the government spending, the regulatory jihad on small business, and the cheap imported labor that keeps jobs and wages under control. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
Again, folks, that is Peter saying on agenda. I always appreciate his insights. I thought that one, though, hit pretty hard.
That's something a couple of people have asked me about is with all the illegal immigration going on, why do we still have job shortages everywhere you turn? I said, because they're paying them not to work. Just come here and sit down for a while. We'll let you know when we need you. Until then, here's a debit card. Here's a phone. Go do what you want to do.
Got to hit this break. Hopefully, we'll have a man who does have a job, Ray Bowles, on the other side.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Hello, I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's Restaurant. We're almost 27 years, and our business is as good as ever, and I give credit to Blue Water Broadcasting for keeping us on the air and letting people know what we do. Advertising with them has been a huge help to our business. I've seen an uptick from day one. If you need to grow your business, I highly recommend you give them a call.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
How am I?
Hey, buddy.
We're going to the weekend. That's what we want to do.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ray. Ray Bowles, of course, of Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Man, it's been an interesting day today.
Yeah?
So it started off with David. I had a customer come in, and he's helping them. And the dreaded words is, hey, I had a real estate friend that told me to see somebody. I can't remember their name. And then the salesperson thinking, oh, I'm going to lose this up.
Yep.
Oh, it was Ray Bowles. And he's like, oh, I got you. It's no big deal. He helps them. And he says, hey, well I'll come out today and measure. Where's your house at? Titus.
Come on, baby.
Come on. So he's headed to Titus, and this is exactly how it went down. As he's doing that, I have another customer in the store that Chad's helping, and we need three rooms of carpet. Great. Get your address. It's in Selma.
There you go.
And then Dad comes in and says, where's Bart? I said, he's in Billingsley. We have been all over the Tri-County area today.
You guys are all over the state.
And Terry was in Troy yesterday, so I didn't see him at all yesterday.
Man.
So the moral of the story is, listen, we will be happy to come to you, or y'all come to us, and then we'll go to you guys. Yeah. But we're going to give you a free measurement, even if it's in Titus or Selma or Billingsley or wherever. We're going out there and measure the floors. That way, when we get done, you don't have a whole roll of carpet left over. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
So that number's still 285-8117?
It is, and it all starts with a phone call. So call us today. We'll come out and give you that free measurement. And next thing you know, you got a floor down. Just that simple.
And again, folks, when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles on the radio with Joey and Eddie.
Hey, I appreciate it, y'all. Have a great weekend.
You too, Ray. Take care, bro.
So did we learn anything today?
Nothing. No. I'm going to go with no.
You didn't learn anything?
I don't feel like I picked up anything, except some more anger. Picked up a little more anger. Listen to what our government's doing to me, not for me. It kind of upsets me a little bit.
Yeah, but you made yourself laugh when you said I had a boyfriend.
Yeah, that we got to talk about.
Which is
that.
Outdated.
I didn't say that. Craig said that, by the
you
way.
You said that.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, somebody asked you point blank if I have a girlfriend. You said no.
No, that was Craig.
No, it was you.
I think we should check the tape.
It was you.
I mean, it does sound like something I would say.
Right at you.
It looks like it sounds like something I would say. I got to be honest. But I think this time Craig got to it before I could.
So we learned that today. Though,
yeah.
That you said that.
Lots of confusion there. But for the record, you're very hetero. We just haven't found the right woman for you. Doesn't mean we ain't looking.
I wouldn't use the qualifier very.
Really?
Like, I'm hetero and just
you
the right
go with
amount.
Semi? Is that where we're going?
No, nobody likes a semi. I was going to say I'm just the right amount.
Just the right amount.
Just the right amount.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
That's how I sell it. How you sell it, I'm just the right amount.
No, I kind of upsell a little bit, Joey. I got to be honest.
Why do you upsell? Part of the trade?
Yeah. Get them in, get them hooked, then it's too late. I already love the guy.
Oh, okay. You get under the skin, so to speak. Yeah.
I love the guy. What can I do?
Yeah, you get your hooks in him. Whereas I'm trying to avoid the hooks.
Be careful. Well, young man like you got potential, so they will try to put hooks in you.
Good God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Potential.
I can fix him.
Mm.
Ugh.
That's why.